it's pretty good. Yeah, we're preparing the same way we have for every other game, so we're training hard. Yeah. So we're looking forward to it.
Is it hard to do that, given that it's an All Ireland final? Is it hard to just see it as any other game?
It is different. We're well aware of the hype that's within the county, and we're just trying our best to stay away from it and prepare nice and quietly, as we always have.
What was it like after the semi-final, knowing that you'd made the big decider?
It was a bit of surreal, but it's a good feeling all the same, and coming up the road knowing that you're 4 weeks to prepare for a final is a great feeling. Mm-hmm.
Since you were a youngster playing football at underage, the dream is obviously to work your way up to the ranks and get to an All-Ireland final. Not too many players can say that they've got to an All-Ireland final, and this is what you've aimed for and strived for, Neil.
Yeah, I think everyone that plays Gaelic now, that's their main aim, is to get to an All-Ireland final. And I suppose every team that sets out the start of the year, no matter if you're in Division 3 or Division 1, that your dream is to play in the All-Ireland final and reach them targets, whether it's realistic or not. But we're there now, thanks to God, and hopefully we'll make the most of it when we get there.
Is there more progression and development in this team?
Well, I hope there's a lot more progression in the final now, because we'll need to up our game again from what we've done now. For Mayo, I was very impressed with them there on Sunday, and we'll need to lift it another level now.
Because they're a big, strong, physical team, and especially around the middle of the field.
That's one thing. I think since James Horne took over, they're a really physical team, and you can see that edge about them. So we'll need to step it up that their level now, physically. So.
And what about the forward line of Mayo? You, of course, are going to have your hands full with one or two of those.
Oh, definitely. I think they're very sharp forwards. They're all very fast, mobile. So it's a different challenge, and like every day is a different challenge, and it'll be a different challenge the next day against their forward.
Is the key in there not to give them the room?
Well, that's the key against any forward, I suppose. But I suppose it's equally against them, because they're that sharp, and the punt, not give away any frees, because they seem to be punishing frees. They have a deadly free taker in Killian O'Connor, so we'll be working not giving away any frees.
What's the buzz like around Gador at the minute, obviously having three of the McGees involved in the panel?
Oh, the buzz is great. I think we, in 92, we had no one in the panel around that area, so it's something new for the panel or for the parish, and it's a good buzz around the town. All right.
What age were you when Donegal won the All-Ireland in 92?
Six, I think. Don't mind much about it now. But.
And obviously hoping to emulate what the team of 92 done.
Oh, to be talking the same way they would be a great honour, because the great team they were, so hopefully we will not be too far away from it.
And the support of the Donegal team in the semi-final was immense, and obviously that Donegal roar is going to be there again. Is that something that the players thrive off?
Oh, definitely it is. It's an honour to be playing for them, I suppose, to be representing the 30,000 supporters that travel up to Dublin. It's a great honour for us, and we are privileged to be representing them, so hopefully we can do them proud now in the final.